Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Joined by Minister for Environment, Climate and Communication, Eamon Ryan. I'll come to you first, Minister, with regard to that interview you just heard there with Michael O'Leary. Your reaction to what he has to say?
I was thinking overnight after the reaction of the weekend. And I have to be careful here because Michael O'Leary spent the last 5 years attacking me personally in the most derogatory, offensive manner. And right through that time, I said, you don't rise to that because where is that going to get you? Where our public discourse is full of that smart, glib.
You're not running for election. You are at liberty to say what you want.
Yeah, having said that, when he's campaigning for Fine Gael in this way and against the Green Party factory, which was the main content of his speech, as well as the derogatory comments about teachers. Yeah, I do have to respond. It reminds me, what was that phrase, someone who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing with what he says about teachers? Because we all know the quality and the strength that good teaching brings. And to apply that in rest of society is a real benefit. So talking down teachers, I fundamentally disagree with. Secondly, with regard to my colleagues, Catherine...
He has singled out there Catherine Martin and Roderick O'Gorman.
Yeah, I come back on that. The reason he's kicked... Well, funny, it was interesting on Saturday. He was saying, oh, we want politicians who deliver. I think he dislikes the Green Party because we deliver, but not what he wants. And what he's campaigning here for his vested interests and his business interests and sees the Greens as a threat to that.
He did say he wanted
Martin,
to see the Green
if
Party
I can just answer the question,
weeded out.
Yeah. Catherine Martin has been a superb minister and has delivered. She delivered that British Open. It's coming to the Portmarnock because of her work. Right around this country, right in every sports club, they know that she's delivered because they're now spending money that she was able to get for them that has transformed the sporting organisations of this country. You ask people in the arts community as well. They know that right through this tough time of the last 4 or 5 years, particularly through COVID, she was a complete champion for the arts, including 3,000 people who were getting a basic income every day, every week, because of that vision she had. Same with my colleague, Roderick O'Gorman. The real question here, and the real why this is an electoral issue is, why is it that Fine Gael are aligning themselves with Michael O'Leary in this way? And I think it actually speaks of a bigger story, which will be and should be the central story in this election, that we're starting to see from some of our colleagues who I have the highest of respect for, who I've worked with really well for the last 5 years. But this is a signal from them that they actually want to be less ambitious in climate. That's what they were saying in the Sunday papers yesterday, that they don't necessarily want to go green again. And that would be a mistake. That would be a mistake in a variety of ways. Firstly, we've shown we can work really well in government. And my colleagues, who I've really had the pleasure of working with, have said that public on every occasion. You read what they've been saying about what's actually to like to work with Greens in government. We're collaborative. We don't run to the media. We don't shout back usually at Michael O'Leary because we think, keep it respectful, keep our democracy at a certain level, not just down into the gutter. And my fear is what we're seeing is a slight shift away of public maybe support or commitment to climate for a variety of complex reasons. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are picking up on that, as are other parties, and saying, we just kicked the Greens, we won't do the Green agenda, and Asher, who cares? Well, I tell you what, I think a lot of Irish people care, because they do know that the climate is changing, that it threatens our children's future, okay, and that this is the better way to go.
And I do want to get on to the climate, because I want to get on to COP, and I want to ask you one last question about Michael O'Leary. When Michael O'Leary says things about you personally, Minister, things like calls you a dunce, those types of commentary, that
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Does that hurt? Does that? How does that
no,
feel?
No. God, if that hurt, I'd be completely battered and bruised. No, I know. That's what Michael Leary does. That's his business model. He talks up shock jock against particularly something that maybe threatens his interests. And he's done that for years. So when you're working in a job that I have, yeah, you have to take that. But what does really get me is the political positioning there to really explicitly try and influence this election campaign and try and talk our country out of going green. He was saying in a speech on Saturday, he says he doesn't want to look after cyclists. He says that all the cycle lanes, he doesn't want bus lanes unless he's driving his own taxi plate through them. Well, I'm sorry, we as a country are going to benefit by going green, and we as a party are going to stand up. I don't mind, my own, the personal tax on me is nothing. But if that changes in electoral prospects for our party, because I think election for our party would be good for our country, yeah, then we kick back for sure.
Okay. Can I ask you about COP29? We spoke to George Monbiot, who I'm sure you're very familiar with at the start of the show, and he said it is destined for failure because people are not taking it seriously.
He's right. People are not taking climate change seriously. Like, we can see it. It's happening right across the world. Everywhere is at risk. The people of Valencia, the people in North Carolina, and I could list every single country in the world where there was hitting by flash floods and other events. So we're not taking it seriously enough. It needs to accelerate. The action needs to improve. All the scientists are saying this. We know it.
He says the very structure of it, though, is flawed, Minister. What he said was that it is the appearance of action without actually taking action. And the fact that everybody has a vote, and therefore everybody has a veto, actually undermines its ability to achieve anything.
Yeah, but what other choice do you have? You have to get 194 countries around the room and get agreement. And we have seen progress through this process. The Paris Climate Agreement, which was agreed 9 years ago, gives us the legal construct. We are making changes. Like, what Michael O'Leary doesn't know and doesn't want is there is actually change for the better happening. There are solar panels going up in 100 Irish houses every day. There's 1,000 Irish houses getting retrofitted every day. There's now 1 million Irish people taking public transport every day because you can and affect change. What we saw in government with that is that you can actually deliver. You can deliver change. Now, change ain't popular. Change ain't easy. Everyone goes into elections and say, we want change. But it's usually for someone else to change at some time in the future. You try and change things today and you run into the likes of Michael O'Leary stirring up begrudgery and doubt and disinformation. But it can happen. And the only way it can work effectively is when you work through international process, through the UN system. And that's what we're going to do.
Speaking of international processes, obviously the 47th President of the United States is going to be Donald Trump. How concerned are you about what he has said about the direction America is going to take on climate?
It's a real problem because they are going to, I'm sure, certain it seems that they will withdraw from the Paris Agreement as they did the last time he was president. That then forces the rest of the world to actually have to get their act together and say, okay, we can't count on America. We're going to have to do this and do this in a way that when they come back, which they will come back because this is a physical reality that's not going to go away, that we haven't lost 5-10 years. So that's what we're going to have to negotiate. Now, the European Union has a key pivotal role. I'm glad that Ireland also has a key role. I've been asked to take on a role, not for the Europe this time, but for the COP presidency, trying to negotiate a deal, trying to be one of the ministerial pairs to try and organise that. And I think we in Ireland have a very good voice for 3 or 4 reasons. Firstly, our emissions are reducing and we're starting to show leadership, not laggards.
I'm very glad you mentioned that because I want to get on to something about that
but
in a moment.
Secondly, we're good at North-South cooperation, which is what's needed to get this over the line. And thirdly, I would go right back to our emissions tradition, that way we have of how do you do development aid? How do you work from the bottom up and help communities in a way which isn't colonialist or superior? And actually, Ireland, Irish people are good at that. We always have been. Trocra, Concern, Christian Sure. Aid, Goal, all our agencies. So I think for those reasons, we've been asked to take on a particular role in these negotiations because it's all about how do you get cooperation north-south.
You mentioned our emissions coming down. Deeply concerning reports in the newspapers this morning that the SEAI, that their report on our emissions reducing was rewritten after an approach from your own advisor. Your advisor, Paul Kenny, it says in the paper, approached the SEAI because they said our emissions were coming down because we were offshoring. In other words, we were importing our energy from abroad and therefore the emissions weren't counted here. And that report was then changed to suggest that it was actually because we were increasing renewables.
Paul Kenny is one of the best energy advisors anywhere. In any European country, I think he'd be snapped up as one of the very best. He's no longer with me, but he was constantly engaged in getting this country to make
this
the leap.
This says
the transition.
A report was written at his behest, more or less.
Well, I haven't read that report. But one thing I would say, we did see a lot of our reductions, which have been really significant, particularly in the power sector, came because we've interconnected with other countries. That is a good thing. That's there because the Green Party were in government. Actually, the last time I was in government,
Minister,
10 years ago.
That's not the issue here. The issue here is that our emissions, according to the SEAI, came down because of a thing called offshoring or carbon leakage, where we imported energy. But it was put out there that it was because of a move towards renewables. In other words,
a
different spin was put on it to make us look better.
No, because those interconnectors, which is what they're talking about there, offshoring is actually when we bring power from the United Kingdom into Ireland. That's a good thing. That's happening because the Green Party were in government. That's because we have a vision for the future, how you can collect or create this fully electrified, connected system.
Sure, but Minister, this is a political story, that there is political interference with the SEAI, that what has actually happened here is they had a report, and I'll tell you what the report did say. It said that it is important to acknowledge that the reduction in energy emissions and carbon intensity have come about predominantly through an increase in imported electricity. It was changed to then say that it was actually coming about because of an increased use of renewables. And this was after an approach from your advisor.
I said it was due to both. And we always said that it was due to both. And it is both. And that collaboration that you get when you go in this renewable direction, because you renewables, you have to balance the power. So being able to switch when the wind isn't blowing here to import power is exactly the right thing to do. We've always said that.
And I'm not arguing that. I suppose what we're looking at is whether or not the SEAI is independent or whether there is political interference in how they put out their reports.
But they're also an agency of the department. So it's absolutely right for my advisors or officials to be in contact with them. We listen more than 24/7. We were out there talking, cajoling, encouraging, advising.
And if there is bad press comes from one of their reports, political leaning is put upon them to change it to make it look better.
I don't have any evidence of that. I'd have to talk to SEAI and they can set out themselves whatever the issue is. But that advisor, Paul Kenny, was absolutely superb. He did this country incredible service.
Minister for the Environment, Eamon Ryan, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.